When we interview folks for Earth Eats, one of the most important things we do is ask people to say and spell their names. With this conversation, I had actually forgotten to ask him to do that until the interview was over.
Thank you so much. Oh, I think I didn't have you say your name and spell your name.
Oh, what?
Do you not want your
name? I kind of don't, for the sake of future Google searches. That's one thing I hate. I hate when people, when the first thing people know about me is, that's he digs through the trash. That's weird. I love that. It's part of what I do. I'm okay with people knowing that. I just hate when that's the first thing that they know about me, because I get pigeonholed.
So for anonymity's sake, let's just call him John Q. Dumpster Diver. I know, dumpster diving. It might not seem like the safest or certainly the most legal thing to do, but when you consider the recent USDA study showing that in 2010, retail stores threw away 10% of the entire edible food supply, that's 43 billion, with a B, pounds of food, Mr. Dumpster Diver might just be onto something. I met him behind a grocery store in downtown Indianapolis, where he showed me some of the tricks of the trade.
I've never done this before, but you say you're not worried.
I'm not worried. I used to be concerned about whether or not it was legal, and now I'm just concerned more about whether or not it's moral. And I feel like, I don't know if it's legal. I think it is.
It's the trespassing thing that would potentially be a problem.
That's what I understand, but you know, if they tell me to leave, I leave. I don't put up a fight, and I just try and make sure that I'm not memorable.
Well, so we're walking around back now. We're approaching the dumpster. We're in downtown Indy behind an Aldi's. That'll be about as specific as we get about our location. How about that?
Yeah, that's fine. And it's completely empty except for a pack of bananas. They're in good shape. I actually think I might grab it. It's kind of a bust, and that happens sometimes. Just kind of luck of the draw, I guess.
Bananas, you got, I don't know, a dozen bananas. You can make some killer banana bread out of that. I say that's lucky today.
I don't know. They're not in the best shape. There's a couple in here that I might, you know, be able to eat over the next couple days. I don't know if I'll, I'm not the world's greatest baker, but my wife's pretty good, so.
Yeah,
well, that's the thing about grocery shopping in Western culture. You know, we want the best value for our product, so we don't want to buy things that have like a banana, you know, a banana that has a brown spot on it. We don't want to buy an apple that has like a blemish on it. We don't want to buy a can of beans that has a dent in it, so it all winds up in the trash.
So we're at an Aldi's right now. Tell me how you found this spot as a good spot to come and dumpster dive.
Just driving past, if I've got a lunch break or something, and I see a grocery store nearby, I might give it a shot and see what's up. Sometimes I'm lucky, sometimes I'm not. Early today, I went out and I swung by another location and found a bunch of tomatoes, a bunch of lettuce. Actually, also found a bunch of bird seed. I feed my chickens too out of the trash a lot too. I've got four chickens in my backyard, and they are not picky eaters, so I, you know, supplement their diet with some dumpster finds.
I bet they love that. Is there anything you will not take from a dumpster?
I don't take food that I don't like. I used to draw the line at meat, but that line has blurred drastically. And I feel like my life is better for it, because I've, believe it or not, never got sick from eating anything out of the trash. Anything that I feed to friends or family, you know, I hold to a higher scrutiny than something that I would just eat myself. Yeah, I love feeding people. I love cooking for people. Dumpster diving has made me a better cook for sure, because I come home with a bunch of random ingredients and I got to find a way to use them. So, you know, I find some way to use them, but I don't want, you know, someone else's food poisoning on my shoulders. So I'm willing to get food poisoning myself, but I don't want to put anyone else through that. So I'm more careful if I'm feeding other people with it.
What's like the greatest, most amazing dumpster find that you've had?
Ice cream's a really good find. If you can find that and it's still cold, like they just threw it out, then it just kind of feels like you're just in the right spot at the right time and everything in the world is right.
Our anonymous John Q. Dumpster Diver, doing his part to combat retail food waste one grocery store dumpster at a time. More stories about dumpster diving, food waste, and ice cream at eartheats.org. Oh,